and Fiona on Spin.
Good morning. How are we?
Good morning. Oh my God, can we start the show by congratulating everybody for getting up this early?
Oh, would you look at who's back.
Hi.
With a bit of positivity to spread.
For it's having me back.
Marty Guilfoyle, everybody. We will explain why, but Dave is not here this morning because he chose spontaneity yesterday, and I respect that. More on that in a sec. For now, though, he'll be glad he's not here because, guys, we're parched in this building this morning. There's not a drop of water in the taps.
I will say there is a little bit of water left in the kettle, if that means anything to you. I won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Because I get an espresso from the coffee machine, then I boil the kettle and I pour the hot water into the espresso.
Okay.
And the kettle's going to fall. So if you want to pour some of that into like a glass and stick it in the fridge.
I'd love just a drop of agua. This is what I'm left with now.
Go to the kettle downstairs. There's some water in it.
Is this the hose pipe ban?
Is that what's going on?
Has it affected us here in work? Our taps are not working. Can't get a drop of water. Poor Callum's gone off.
Is that where he's gone?
He's gone off like a lad going down to the well to fill up buckets of water to bring back to work. He's gone over to Dunn's to get some water. And I think if the bakery's open, we might get lucky out of that one.
Oh, he did it last time. What did he bring back? A thing I'd ever heard of before. A cronut. No. What was it called?
Oh, it was a cronut.
Yeah,
was it delicious?
I've never heard of it before.
Did you eat that day? Did you try the cronut?
Oh, I devoured it.
Oh,
it was
it was
so
amazing.
Good.
Yeah, it's like bready, really bready donut.
It was so good. Mm. So Callum, if you're listening.
So, yeah. I did say to him, he was like, I'm off to get some water. And I was like, just before you go. And he was like, I know. If the bakery's open, I'll get you a pano. I was like, a little pano. I was like, I'll revolute you. Just see if they're open. Okay, we're kicking off with Ray. And where is my husband? It is just 7:06 on a Tuesday morning. It's Emma and Marty. Hope all is good. Welcome on in. You're on Spin.
Good morning.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma and Marty this morning. What's going on?
A very good morning.
I have to say, as much as I'm normally quite sad to see the end of Love Island, because you kind of feel a bit lost when 9 o'clock rolls around because you're so used to watching it every evening and having something to watch, I'm kind of glad it's over this year. Have you been interested or following along in any way?
I unfortunately tuned out.
That's okay. That's absolutely fine.
A few weeks ago, but I will say...
Oh, so you are familiar with the cast and stuff.
Of course. And I will say the social media coverage of it is absolutely incredible. Like, if you love sitting down and having something on the background while you're scrolling on your phone or something, it's a great watch. But you really could follow their Instagram page and still know everything that's going on.
Actually, even Dave, I think, has said he'd kind of checked out the last few days, but knows what's going on just from social media and stuff. Yeah, that's true, actually. They should probably not do that to maybe more people watch it,
agreed.
To be honest.
I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, oh, you get people to the player and stuff. Yeah,
I don't know what you think listening, if you have been watching, but I found the last couple of weeks just not great. It's just lots of bitchiness and fighting and I don't know, Padraig Wilson McCarthy, who covers on the show sometimes, I saw him putting his Instagram story the other day. I'm sitting down to watch Love Island and I feel like I'm sitting down to do my homework. Just that feeling of like, I have to do it, but you know, when you're at that point. Anyway, we do have our winners. Spoiler alert, if in some amazing way you've managed to avoid this. But spoiler coming in 3, 2, 1.
Julia and Lorenzo, Jasmine and Cavan. The votes are in, the public have spoken, and the winners of Love Island 2026 are...
We counted. The dramatic drone here goes on for 20 seconds.
Stop.
So if there's anything else you want to tell us now, we still have loads of time. Anything going on?
I actually spoiled it for somebody on a plane a couple of weeks ago. I'll tell you in a minute, but...
Oh, we still have time.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
When the plane landed, I was like, oh my God, Charlene's out of the villa, and a girl in front of me was like, what? That's way too long.
To the point where you could even see the couple standing there being like, come on, like, just get on with it. I have to say, I think the right winners won in the end for many ways. But then I also understand people's point of view. In case you don't know, all of the couples who made it to the final are at the point of saying that they are in love, are exclusive, are boyfriend and girlfriend, are quite deep, you know, into their relationships at this point. Whereas the winners have just become exclusive in the last 48 hours, have not said I love you or anything like that, and are very much the ones that are not in love, if you know what I mean.
As somebody, you watch it, like, if Ireland could vote, do you think it would have been a different result?
No.
Oh, okay, fair.
I love the couple that won. I think they're brilliant. I respect and love Julia in particular so much as an Islander. She is so straight to the point, no messing. She just provided comedy goals without even probably realising it throughout the show. Lorenzo always seemed like a top lad as well. But just
handsome.
I'm
Dibble.
Going to miss Yulia in particular on my screen so much. Some of my favourite bits from her.
Okay.
What's your usual type?
Tall, dark and handsome. Here we go. Happy.
She's just so funny. Like, she just had banger after banger on the show.
Poke my home.
Can we leave this?
Poke my home.
The iconic Poke Mahone was just brilliant. And I loved, I think we were all obsessed with the Irish language featuring this as well.
I am just who I am, and that's how I express myself. I do feel like sometimes people get a wrong impression of me, and yeah, I just have to accept that for what it is.
Yeah, I love it.
Well done, girl.
She's just class. She's like one in a million.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't really know what you actually believe.
It's a D&D. Thank you. Move on. Next one.
Did you hear that the other day when she said, I'm in D&D?
No.
And so she said, I'm in D&D. Move on. And there's Priya going, I don't actually know what you mean. She said, D&D. Move on. Move on. I'm in Do Not Disturb. Leave me alone. So at the end, Maya was like, what are you going to do with the money? And she said, I'd like Lorenzo to move in with me. Aww. And he just couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
Not at her, but just at the fact that he'd won. And they couldn't really get a word out
of
him.
Am I right in saying it's 50 grand?
50 grand, yeah. Wow. They didn't even kiss. In fact, it looked like at one point, and I'm open to correction on this, that he kind of snubbed her kiss after they won. It's a bit weird.
Excuse my ignorance, because I have not watched Love Island. I only kind of really dip in and out of the finale. Do they do the whole split and steal thing?
Oh, great
still?
Question.
That's
gone. Oh, it's
not gone. Anymore.
Very
no.
good question.
Because nobody ever stole.
Which is really sad. You wanted the drama.
Yeah. You want a bit of drama.
Oh my God. And sorry. Yeah. That's a really... I completely forgot that was a thing.
I have to say, and I don't know if you guys are seeing this, but the trolls this year, it's horrible.
Yeah, really,
it's
really
absolutely
bad.
Horrible what's going on in comments and what's going on Twitter. I can't open my Twitter without the nastiness that's pouring out of it being off the charts. These poor people getting their phones back today. I only the other day watched it's just not gone to Prime now. Did you see this new documentary, The Curse of Love Island?
No.
Has just gone live. And it looks back, obviously, of the mental health of Islanders and the tragedies over the years. But Orla Condon, who used to do Irish Girls, she used to do the podcast about Love Island in its early days called My Pod on Paper.
Uh-huh.
Fionnuala Jay used to be on it with her back in the day. She's one of the main contributors to the documentary series or whatever.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like, and it's on Prime.
Absolutely brilliant. I'd highly recommend. But like, you watch the documentary and then you open your Twitter and you're like, when are people going to learn? Like, stop talking about people
really,
online
really
and
bad.
Being so nasty. There's just no need for it.
And there it is for another year, everybody.
Yeah.
We wait till the All-Stars in January.
Here's Sombra now. And My Body Isn't Ready. It's Later and Dance on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Emma and Marty this morning and we want to give you €2,000. Marty's always saying it when he's in. He wants to be the one to say,
Oh my God. There's still time.
There's still time.
Is it still the end of July?
Oh, we've decided that we're going to...
Wait, it was the end of June?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's July 28th and you're still doing it.
We're still giving away the €2,000. Yeah, we're not... I just kind of made that executive decision with absolutely no...
I'm glad you did, which means technically I could give it away today.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God, this is great news.
Do you want to play the Tricky 10? Do you want to win €2,000? Of course you do. Who is going to say no to money, free money? Well, message us the word Tricky right now. 087 711 1038 is our number. Get in touch and €2,000 could be yours in the next hour.
A couple of moments ago, I briefly mentioned when we were talking about Love Island about how I ruined a passenger's flight a couple of weeks ago when Charlene was dumped from the villa.
Yes.
Because as soon as we landed, I'd opened up my phone, obviously, you get the 5G and you're like, what's going on in the world? I've been away for 2.5 hours. And I turned to my other half and I was like, oh my God, Charlene has been dumped. And the girl in front of me turns around and was like, I have been avoiding this the whole time and you just ruined it for me. And I was like, she didn't have to say that.
That's funny,
though.
She
could have turned to her partner and been like, oh my God, I tried so hard. But she actually turned around and got real thick with me.
Was she actually genuinely annoyed?
Oh no, she was.
Oh wow.
Yeah. She wasn't happy at all. Oh. Really wasn't happy at all. And then after saying that, I was like, look, I'm very, very lucky. Like, apart from being a radio presenter, I work as a DJ as well. And during the summer, I get to travel quite a bit for it. And I've been traveling quite a lot for it. And
where have you been? Where have you been the last, say, since we've seen you? It's four or five weeks ago.
Just like Beat Them, you work at.
They're the dance music hubs,
eh?
Yeah.
But the thing is that I don't know if I'm getting old. Little things now are just bothering me more when I travel for work.
I can imagine. Are your shifts still crazy hours? Like, you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go and do a gig?
Ibiza was great because it was a day shift. So I got to go to bed early. It was like 4 p.m. was lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I was like, this is great.
That's lovely,
4 p.m. DJ set.
Oh, I say it was a bit hot, was it?
Oh, it was too hot.
It was a bit hot now.
It was too hot, so it was. So a couple of things that I've stumbled across, and I'd love your honest opinion on whether or not you think that I'm being irrational by thinking that these things are just ridiculous. So one of the days in Mallorca, we went for dinner, and got these lovely pizzas. Guys, I cannot express how amazing these pizzas were.
Okay.
It was like honey, sausage, chilies. Mm. It's the nicest pizza I've ever had in my life.
We all know the nicest pizza we ever had in our life.
Don't we? We do.
Yeah, I was in Italy last summer and I can't even remember the name of the place I was in, but it was just the best pizza of my life.
Consistently gone back for this pizza. Yeah. And anyway, new waitress, hadn't met her before, seen her before. She had just started her shift as we were finished. So we were actually served by one waitress and then this waitress starts her shift and we ask her for La cuenta, por favor.
La cuenta, por favor.
She comes running over. This is the first interaction we've had this waitress since she's come in. And we put €50 on the thing because I can't remember how much it was. Maybe it was €42 or something like that. €8 change. She turns to me and goes, would you like change? Yes, please. Si, por favor.
Cambio? Si, por favor.
I was like, excuse me. You bring the change. I used to deliver Chinese and you'd never, ever, ever stand at the door. You'd stand for a couple of seconds awkwardly hoping they're going to let you keep that.
Yeah.
But you'd never go, do you want change?
Yeah, do you want
change? She didn't even serve us. I was like, hang on a minute though, you bring me back. So we took back the €8 and we left like two. And I actually would have happily left the eight if she didn't do that.
No, but
is that petty?
No, I'm 100% with you. I stand with you. I agree with you. That is cheeky the neck.
Callum, you feeling, am I petty?
That's not petty, no.
Okay.
No, you deserve that change.
Even if that waitress had served you all night, that's still not the way things work. That's not how you deal with customers. That's not the ethos.
No, it's not. Another thing that I feel like I was petty about really, really quickly was when I was sitting on the plane going to one of my gigs, there was two friends sitting beside me and I'd paid for the aisle seat because I have long legs, ladies and gentlemen.
So these
I want to stick my legs out onto the aisle.
These are not two of your friends, just
€6 this seat cost me.
Six.
And you best believe I'm sitting on that seat for 2.5 hours. €6 it cost me. And these two friends beside me, they're not my friends, no, they are friends with each other, not with me. And one is sitting by the window and he goes, oh, you'd love the window seat, wouldn't you? And I was like, no, actually I wouldn't. I paid €6 of my aisle seat. And he
six
goes,
zero or six?
Six.
Okay.
€6. And he goes, but I have a bladder problem. I'm going to be up and down for the whole flight. And I said, that's no problem. I'll let you out. It's like, he didn't get it once.
Oh my God, of course he didn't.
But hang on a minute. And I felt bad for the first 30 minutes of the flight because I was like, oh God, does he have a bladder problem? And I've just been like, no, I pay €6 off my seat. Like, you know?
I think if it was me 2 years ago, I'd have been like, oh my God, of course, take you and your bladder problem to the aisle seat. I would go to the inside. No problem, darling boy. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir? However, these days, I would feel awkward for the whole flight that I've said no.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, oh no, sorry, I actually have my own reasons for this.
If I had a bladder problem and I needed a certain seat in the plane, I'd pay for it.
Exactly. I'd give them the €6.
It's worth it to get up and down and go to the bathroom. Don't make me feel bad about your bladder issues, pal.
Don't be feeling bad about that.
Okay.
That's the neck of people these days. I haven't been in a plane in months. Things have changed, haven't they? Spain's different. Flights are different. I'm very happy where I am. I don't want to go anywhere. Florence Road now. It's Emma and Marty in this morning and we will get to as for why in a mo. But first off, an historic day for the GAA on Sunday with Mayo finally breaking the curse 75 years on. I found it funny yesterday for BBC Sport to be discussing the curse and having to explain it to the pundits on the Biebs. It just kind of tickled me. But anyway, it's very interesting from start to finish, that whole folklore and theory. But anyway, they've gone and done it. History was made. Were you watching it on Sunday?
I wasn't, no. I was here.
I
was watching the live updates come in, text after text. I felt like it was 2002 all over again. It was great.
When you say, were you following
live updates?
A live blog?
A live blog. I was probably the only person on it. And do you know what's actually really funny
these
about that?
These poor journalists doing their live
now
blog.
Now that I think
going,
about it, sorry, these happen for every game.
People do a live blog.
And yeah. I'm thinking, I was probably the only person watching the live blog.
I would say people who watch the live blog are exclusively radio presenters. I can't think of any other reason why you'd watch a live blog rather
but
than watching streaming it.
You did make a fair point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13. There's 13 screens in here.
Yeah, in the studio. Yeah.
I could have had the game on 13 of these screens.
You could have. Yeah.
I chose the live blog.
I was on air as well, but I watched it on. I like muted the tab and just had it on in the background.
Very good.
You know?
Using technology. Very good.
Anyway, we all were very giddy. And yesterday I went around and spent the whole day saying, you know, my granddad was Mayo. So yeah, actually, like my dad's dad was a Mayo
Everybody
man.
Everybody was
so
connected to
Yeah,
Mayo
all of a sudden I was like, sure, I'm Mayo through and through. I'm actually might as well be from
I'll be sure
Mayo.
Me. Sure, I DJ in Westport loads.
It's like a second home.
Yeah, it's
like
my second home.
You know the locals so well. Yeah, we all had our connection to Mayo yesterday. but no one more than Mr. David Hammond. David Hammond left this building at approximately 10:55 a.m. yesterday morning. And at about 11:15 a.m. yesterday morning, a text comes through to the group with myself and Callum saying, Callum, are there any radio stations in Mayo that would allow me to do the show from there tomorrow?
Stop. That's how it started.
That's how it started. And I was thinking in my head of like, you know, there's loads of sister radio stations in this group. And I was like, I don't know if we've anyone in Mayo. But I knew the seed that was being planted. And Callum was like, I don't really think we've anyone in Mayo. Why? And he's like, I want to get in the car with my housemate and go to Mayo now for the homecoming. And I was like cheering him on. I was like, this is great crack. Like, off you go. This is brilliant. But no, it turns out we actually don't have any radio stations in Mayo he could do the show from in the morning. So he, very last minute, took the day off and he went to Westport last night for the homecoming. I actually love this energy. It's so like, Dave has absolutely no connection to Mayo whatsoever. None.
Does he have a Mayo jersey?
I don't think so. But he, honestly, we've learned these days he'll put on any kind of a jersey. Once there's a bandwagon, he'll jump on board, right?
Good.
And like, we're all the same, I get it. But I was like, I totally get that. If you get home and your housemate's like, right, have to, my car is leaving, I'm going for the homecoming. And he'll go, oh, go on, I'll come with you. That's a good crack. That's a bit of crack that is. Now, what's following his Instagram stories? I don't know if it was the best experience in Mayo last night.
Didn't seem it from online. No,
it looked like there was a lot of rain in Westport. It looked like it took quite a long time to get a drink, and that's even if you're lucky enough to get into a bar.
Yeah.
They then kind of moved to a different town called
Newport,
which is far or near
further
Westport.
Away from where the homecoming was. Yeah, yeah.
And I think in the end, he actually decided to come back to Dublin. So, I don't think it was the most successful trip to Westport, but there you go. He can always say he was there when they made history.
Yeah. That's
but
true.
I think it's very much like the energy of, oh, I had to take the day off to celebrate the Oscars because I once went to LA.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Or it's very much like,
Paul Mescal's Irish.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to take a day off for Ireland.
It's like definitely someone in my local town reportedly just won the lotto, so I think I'm going to need tomorrow off just to be around. Or it's very like, this is actually something to do with you, so it doesn't really qualify. But like, I just got the on post notification that my package is being delivered tomorrow, so I'm actually going to need that off.
I will, really quickly, Talchin Cup, Wicklow. There was not a big fuss about that. I'm a Wicklow man now for nearly 2 years, and we won the Talchin Cup. We came back, you
What's the Talchin Cup?
Oh, see, this is the front. This is it. This was a big. This.
It's not the Sam Maguire, obviously.
Wicklow have got buy-in now to the championship next year because they won the Talchin Cup. They were severe underdogs, and they won the final. Wicklow went absolutely mental. It's been a big year for Wicklow and Mayo.
Right.
Everybody remember that. And as a proud now Wicklow man, I am looking forward to next year to be on the Wicklow bandwagon.
Martin, you could not be more knockline if you tried. It literally
big
sweats off you.
Like,
I'm a proud Wicklow man. You are in your hat, bandwagon jumper honor.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one. You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. What's the crack? It is Emma and Marty this morning. Dave took a trip to Mayo last night down to Cashel Bar for a spin to see what was going on with the homecoming. So yes, Marty is with us this morning.
And while he was doing that, can I tell you what I'm loving at the moment, guys?
What?
The crown.
Oh.
Genuinely loving it.
Just wasn't expecting that.
I am loving it at the moment.
Now that you say it, I remember when you were with us when Dave was on his holiday a few weeks ago, that you had just gotten into it. I'm crown obsessed.
So I missed the boat on this years ago, clearly. Yeah. And I'm finally getting into it.
Isn't it just so captivating?
I'm in the middle of a slog, though. The episodes, there's not really much going on. It's season two at the moment, and there's a couple. No, it's a season two. Anyway, the cast has changed.
That's hard, I find, when you say bye to Claire Foy.
Yeah, but Philip, the new Philip. Oh, yeah. God, I love him.
Yeah, he's
so
great.
So much, so I do.
And as Philip, sorry, like, this sounds very, like, it's obviously all about the royal family, and I get it, but, like, the Philip seems to get kinder as he gets older.
But they also seem to be more in love.
Yes.
For the first time, I was like, oh my God, he gave her a kiss on the cheek.
He actually likes her.
He actually likes her. Yeah. So I know everyone listening right now is probably like, ah, come off. And we watched that back in, 2020? Was it 2021?
Oh, I don't even know when it first came to our screens.
Yeah.
But I think I watched it twice. I was also late to the party on this and I went down such a rabbit hole. What I love about The Crown is as well, the royal family are obviously the main focus of it, but oftentimes it's more about the world events that were going going on around the royal family,
like,
and how
lesson, isn't it? Yeah.
They responded to stuff that was going on, and sometimes they handle it wrong and sometimes they handle it right. And as a result, you find yourself Googling all sorts of things and you're learning.
Me and Gemini become best friends during it because I'm like, oh my God, tell me about this incident in Wales and the fog of London and stuff.
The fog in London.
Yeah.
That's the saddest episode of the whole thing, isn't it? Really actually, the Wales. This all's brilliant. It's not exactly a fun time, guys, but it is worth a watch, isn't it?
Yeah, you should check it out if you haven't heard of it. It's great.
This new show, it's called The Crown.
It's called The Crown, guys.
Do you know if you've heard of them? Some, the Royal Family? I don't know. Tricky 10 on the way in a sec.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
But don't worry, a Tuesday is a Tuesday, and the same rules apply. Turn that frown upside down. We will do Top 10 Tuesday from 8:30. What?
Oh, cheesy radio, Emma Nolan. Good morning, Dublin.
Turn that frown upside down.
Oh, wow, I love it.
Sorry about that, everybody.
No, it's
okay. Hey, we're about to make the tricky 10. We want to pay out €2,000 to Zara this morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm waiting to go into work.
Where is work or what is work?
In a dentist.
Ooh, fancy one you are.
Are you the dentist?
I wish I was the dentist, guys.
Do you want to be a dentist when you grow up?
I'd love to be a dentist.
When you grow up, when you're a big girl.
Sarah, can I point something out? You're very chirpy and very giddy this morning. Is something going on? Can you tell us something that's going on in your life? Are you just a morning person in general?
Oh, I'm not a morning person. I'm going on holiday on Sunday.
Yay!
All I'm thinking of is that.
Marty, you're so... that's smart. That was smart of you to pick up on that. Where are you going?
I'm going to Malta.
Lovely. How long are you going for? Oh, Callum just looks like he's going to start crying with jealousy.
10 nights.
You don't need to be a dentist. You're being well looked after in there, whatever money you're on.
10 nights in Malta, darling. Oh my God, that's so fun. And the €2,000 this morning, if you win it, would be just the icing on the cake.
She doesn't need the €2,000, but we'll still give it to her.
Zara, you were saying off air, I don't like this. You said, I said, how are you feeling about the game? And Zara quote said, not good. I have no faith in myself. So I'm so glad that Marty's here this morning because we can instill some confidence
Sarah,
in you.
One day you will be a dentist and you're winning €2,000 this morning. How does that sound?
Amazing.
All right, let's do it. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. You need to remember each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and the number does not repeat. We will only accept your first answer, so take a quick second before you shout one out. And remember, if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. It's something between 1 and 10, okay? If you're atop the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Dine and Dublin voucher, which you can use for over 50 restaurants. However, get 10 questions correct.
Woo-hoo!
And we give you €2,000, Zara, and you go on to be a dentist one day.
Amazing. That's a good guarantee.
I believe in you.
Oh my God, imagine if that was in all of our T's and C's. You get all 10, you're going to be a dentist someday. All right, Zara. Mark is currently on top of the leaderboard. He scored 5 in 55 seconds, but we know you can do this. Take a big deep breath in because we're going to go in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. August is what number month of the year?
8.
A trident has how many prongs?
Three.
A bottle of Heinz ketchup and other Heinz sauces. The number 50 what is famously displayed on the front?
Years?
The famous American road trip runs along Route 60 what?
Six.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood released an 80s hit called What Tribes?
10.
If I was born on this day in 2017, how old would I be today?
Seven.
Complete the name of this 2016 film by J.J. Abrams. What Cloverfield Lane?
4.
After Sunday's win, how many All-Ireland football championships have Mayo won in total?
2.
In Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock lives at the house 22 what B Baker Street?
5.
Okay, very good. Well done, Zara.
That was awful. Why did I say years? It's meant to be a number.
I know. I have it written down, Zara, but I didn't.
Oh my God.
It's okay, though.
It's okay, because do you know what that means? You've been entered to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. There's a couple of Hall of Fame answers in there, like American, Atlantic, 2.46, 100, and Nintendo. You joined the list.
You did with years. We haven't had a year so far. Look, Marty will walk through what caught you this morning.
Yeah,
but I still know, no matter what happens next, you're going to be a dentist.
0, 1, 2,
no matter what.
3. Okay, so on bottles of Heinz ketchup and other Heinz sauces, the number 50 watt is famously displayed. Not 50 years, but 57. Frankie Goes to Hollywood released an 80s hit called What Tribes? The answer was 2. You said 10. If I was born on this day in 2017, how old would I be today? You said 7. The answer is 9. Complete the name of this 2016 film by J.J. Abrams, What Cloverfield Lane? You said 4. The answer is 10. How many All-Ireland Football Championships have Mayo won? You said 2. The answer is 4, which people think, I think they've forgotten they've actually won the other 3.
Yeah, but the last time was in 1951.
I know, but still, they still have a few. Like, yeah, yeah. In Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock lives at the house 22 what? B, Baker Street. You said 5. The answer is 1. Not going to lie, I don't think I knew any of those either.
Listen, you go and enjoy your holiday. Are you in full prep mode now? Do you have the bits out ready to pack into the bag and everything?
Absolutely. Are you one of the, wait.
We work with a girl called Lucy who creates genuine mood boards of her outfits before her holiday. Are you like that?
I would be the exact same.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
It's been packed for weeks.
Go and have a ball. Enjoy it, Zara. Thanks for listening and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Zara. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. I want to give a special shout out to my friend Anthony. He is up at the crack of dawn with the phone out on the Go Loud app because he will not miss the tricky test.
Ah, stop.
No matter what
happens. Has he come on to play?
He hasn't because he's
not allowed,
he's
is he?
No, he's more than welcome. But he's one of these people. Do you know what I mean? And I know many people like that. And I know that that's probably you listening as well. You like to listen, but you don't want to play. And I get that. It's fair enough. But I urge you, listen.
Yeah, come on, please, don't be shy. At the end of the day, I'm in covering Dave. I would like to give away the €2,000, please, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be a brave boy or a brave girl sometimes, isn't it? Because it could win you €2,000.
Oh, €100 dine in Dublin voucher as well, up for grabs. We're over 50 restaurants, if you're able to answer all 10 questions correctly.
Treat your friends or family member or whatever on a lovely voucher on us if you get the highest score of the week. Don't be like Anthony, okay? Message us right now. The word's tricky to 087-711-1038. We will play again after 9 o'clock this morning. In an hour, you could be €2,000 richer. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's 8:19. What's the crack?
Good morning.
Oh, guys. It is the middle of festival season, of course. And one of the biggies this weekend is All Together Now. Not only do I love All Together Now because it's a great festival, I also feel a lot of pride because I'm from Waterford. The county looks amazing and the views around Curramore Estate are beautiful. My parents only live like a stone's throw away, so it's really handy to be able to like go home for a shower if needs must. And on top of that too, I've been telling you on the show for the last few years, my parents often come out across the weekend. My mom would often stay over in the tent and bring me back tea in the morning, and it was so lovely.
Spoiled rotten. That's not a festival experience. Would you stop?
I've had a ball at All Together Now over the years, and it's a great way to catch up with my Waterford pals as well, you know, because I live in Dublin for so many years now. But anyway, I double booked myself and I made a commitment ages ago. So my boyfriend Jack's mum, I always say it, he's English. However, say it with me, his mum is from Cork.
Okay.
Yes. His mum is from West Cork and she moved to England when she was like in her 20s or whatever it was. And basically, we put a date in the diary ages and ages ago that we would go and visit her hometown this coming weekend.
What's the hometown?
Castletown Bear.
No idea.
Castletown Bearhaven. Have you ever heard of Alahees?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard of Garnish?
Yeah, I put it on like my food.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard of Irie's?
I've worked in Cork so many times. You're listing such foreign places to me right now. Oh my God.
It's down the Beira Peninsula. Like, it's very, very far.
Sounds very tropical.
It's probably 2.5 hours from Cork City, okay? Like, it's a long drive.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But anyway, so we put this date in the diary. So excited. I used to visit that part of the world a lot when I was a kid. Buzzing. But I didn't... So also happening in Castletown Bear this weekend is their annual Towns Festival with loads of fun things going on. So I was buzzing until I realised, boom, like, sugar. That's All Together Now weekend. And there's no changing it now because, I mean, Jack's family have flown over. Jack's friend and his girlfriend from the UK are also flying over for the weekend for this. Like, it's set in stone.
Jack's friend and then Jack's girlfriend from the UK. Yeah.
Jack's friends and his friend's
girlfriend. You're going to meet her for the first time,
yeah,
right?
You're the English girl, Larry. I'm the
Jack
Irish
with an Irish girlfriend.
Yeah. No, but like, there's a big gang, so there's no getting out of it. And obviously, I felt a huge amount of disappointment, but we move, and I've done this to myself, and it's no one's fault but mine, and here we are. I'm not going to All Together Now. I just want to walk you through, because this festival that's on in Castletown Bear might be just as good or even better than what's on offer at Altogether Now, to be honest with you. If I look at both lineups across the weekend, I think I've made the right choice, because at the Castletown Bear Festival, you can check out things like the annual Graveyard Mass, local food and craft market stalls, and children's face painting. I mean, I know I've made the right decision. And while I am at the Castletown Bear Festival checking out the tractor pull, the sheaf toss, the fish box stacking, and reverse egg tossing, those losers at Altogether Now will be listening to Kneecap.
I mean, like, I actually will...
Oh my God, sad cases. You clearly want to be at the tractor pull.
I'd much rather be at the annual grave mass, please.
While I am at the best dressed dog show, which you best believe my dog Seamus will win, those absolute saps that Altogether Now will be listening to Damien Dempsey. Just happens to be one of my favourite artists of all time. I mean,
are you actually entering your dogs?
Sure, I might as well. I could be there. I'm absolutely fine with the fact that I'm not going to see Damien Dempsey this weekend, of course, considering I missed his outdoor show a few weeks ago. I'm fine. While I am at the Fisherman of the Year presentation in Castletown Bear, you best believe I will have no FOMO about the fact I am not at Underworld. And the local Fisherman of the Year is, I mean, I know that's where I want to be.
I hope they walk out to this song.
I hope so too, actually. I'll recommend that when I'm there. While I am at the Walk the Plank Challenge, which according to their social media looks like a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, a lot of fun. So they put like a tree trunk coming out of a boat, so it's all round and hard to walk on. And the idea is that you walk out as far as you can without falling off. A lot of crack. To be honest, I genuinely don't miss... I'm genuine when I say I'm happy to be there versus being a disclosure. Just one of my favourite songs of all time. Means like a huge amount to me. And I don't want anyone to worry about me, because when I'm a Castletown Bear during the festival, on the lineup is disco with DJs Sean and Keen. And to be honest, I've heard enough. That is better, I am sure, than whatever Pulp have to offer on the main stage.
I will say, I would choose disco with Sean and Keane over Pulp.
So would I, actually. Genuinely.
Listening to common people. I have no interest in seeing Pulp at all. Sean and Keane, pal, get us guest list.
I can't wait. Dermot Kennedy and Turnstile on Spin with Emma, David and Fiona. We've kind of made a little bit of a joke on the show, but like, it's all with love over the last few years of that Dermot just seems to be the one that pops out at everyone else's gig all the time. Like, honestly, you'd open your fridge and he'd walk out in front of you singing one day. But over the last few weeks, of course, Luke Holmes was at Slane Castle, and you best believe Dermot Kennedy came out on stage with him. He just did his own two massive Avivas, but it must be cool, I guess, to get on stage at Slane. I don't think he's been on stage there before.
That's incorrect. Surely, if you can do, like, I think Dermot Kennedy in a couple of years would do a Slane gig, surely. No? Do you guys don't agree?
I don't know. Perhaps. Ooh. I mean, there's no reason to think he wouldn't.
What I like about Slane is it's a big festival kind of vibe. So I'd say maybe not as a headliner, but he would be like the next one. Because the Script were the second act underneath Luke Holmes. And they're massive.
Yeah,
sometimes we forget how big the Script are because we're Irish and we just don't see people as being that
big. Their songs from years ago still making the money. Isn't that the dream?
Massive, like. And worldwide in America, everything, they're
Danny
huge.
Danny is still a ride as well, so he is. Handsome little fella, so he is. Hasn't aged a day.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
It is Danny, right?
Yeah. It is Danny.
Okay, Danny from the Script.
Danny from the Script. That's his name.
Yeah. And also Danny Corona as well.
Danny from the Coronas.
That's what I got confused with.
I saw Danny from the Coronas at one of the Marley Park gigs, who's standing in front of me. He's also looking well. Just in case you're wondering.
Anyone who's named Danny.
Your name is Danny. You're a handsome boy.
It's going to be another clip. Emma and Marty this morning, and we are buzzing because... It's Top 10 Tuesday. still think we need to get a brass band in here and do some auditions to get that done by real people rather than the dirty AI.
I'll check the budget, see what I can do. Welcome one and all to Top 10 Tuesday.
All right.
This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. In the past, we've had Katy Perry's first top 10 singles.
I loved that one.
Dot Stops in alphabetical order, a little bit trickier, and loads more. It's Emma and Marty playing this week. Dave is out, so you've got three lives each in studio, and you're going to try and take it in turns to complete my top 10 list.
All right.
You're going to get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in my top 10. If you can't fill it out, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038. The last couple of weeks, the guys have done really well and been able to fill in about 8 or 9 out of the 10.
Oh, stop.
We've so done okay lately.
You've come close. And this week, very topical. I think you might do well because there is only a small pool to choose from for this one. I am looking this week for the 10 counties who have won an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship since 1994.
Okay.
So it's narrowed down to 32.
It's narrowed down to 32 because there's 32 counties. So just for clarity, I am looking for the 10 counties who have won an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship since 1994. So no county is going to appear twice.
Yes.
Where they feature in the list is how recent they last won their last title.
Okay.
Obviously, because of the big match at the weekend. So,
you know, because I'm from Waterford, I've always had some way of following hurling rather than football. But you're a Dub, like, through and through, so maybe you'd know better. Okay, cool. Will you have a go?
Yes, Marty is our guest this morning. So, yeah. Marty, I'll let you have the first guess.
I mean, we're going to say Mayo. Get it out of the way.
Do you know what?
Get it in there.
It's easy
to write down.
Get it out the way. Mayo is number one.
Okay.
Most recent title, Sunday. And they have won 4 titles in total. So, Emma, over to you.
I would like to throw Dublin into the mix, please.
Easy enough in there. They last won in 2023. It's number 4. Dublin won 31 titles.
Do you remember when they were doing 6-7 in a row and all that? Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was good times.
Buzzing for a half dozen, I think it was.
Say that again, please.
Buzzing for a half dozen. It was the drive
buzzing
for 5.
Buzzing for half a dozen.
That's the one.
Buzzing for half a dozening.
Marty, back to you.
I mean, Emma, I'm shocked that you didn't say Kerry, but I'll whip in there and I'll go Kerry,
Yep, Kerry, number 2.
Okay.
Their most successful last winning last year with 39 titles.
Amazing. Okay, can I add Galway in there, please?
Galway. Emma, you're going down for Galway. It's in the list, but at number 8.
Okay, very good.
Galway last won a football championship in 2001.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of Fitzy from Love Island, to be honest. I was like, who does he play for again?
Callum, I'd like to go to Armagh, please.
Armagh. Last winning in 2024. It's number 3. They've only won 2 titles.
That was a big year with Armagh won. That was almost like, I don't feel like that was celebrated as much as Mayo was. Just putting it out there. And it needed to be. Just saying.
There you go. Justice for Armagh. Back to you, Emma.
I'm just going through the Munster counties in my head. I'm like, do Cork show up when it comes to football? Are they more hurling? I know Waterford don't do well. Wexford, I've never really heard of it in there, although people could be screaming at the radio.
Yeah, Cork would be they'd be a dual county when it comes to that kind of thing.
Would they now? Interesting you say that, sir.
Well, listen, they're good at both. Like, they are generally good at both. Like, Kerry, when have you ever heard of Kerry do well in hurling? You
true. Know what I mean? Okay, well then, with that in mind, so we'll go Cork, please.
Cork, last winning in 2010, it's number 7.
Yay!
Okay, let me just refresh you with the list. We're looking for the 10 counties that have won an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship since 1994. Mayo is at 1, Kerry's at 2, Armagh's at 3, Dublin's at 4, Cork's at 7, and Galway is 8. So we're looking for 5, 6, 9 and 10.
Can I just say to you listening that I know you can't see, but Martin looks so stressed right now. He looks like a Leaving Cert.
I didn't even...
He looks like a Leaving Cert higher level physics paper in front of him.
I didn't even know I was looking at me. Oh my God, that's so bad.
Back to you, Martin.
I'm just torn between Donegal and Tyrone right now. So let's go with Donegal.
Donegal. In a number 6.
Yeah.
Last winning in 2012 with 2 titles.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be an absolute snake and rob Tyrone off him and say Tyrone, please.
Tyrone, it's number 5.
I didn't know which one was 5. I couldn't remember the years, so that's why. Emma, that's mean.
I'm sorry.
It's my own fault for saying it.
Kerry earlier,
Now, 9 and 10, this is going to be really tough. Because you're saying no county appears more than once.
No. So I'll give you a little clue because it's not gonna really help you there.
You want a clue though, do you?
Number 9, they won in 1999, and then number 10, they won in 1994.
Okay.
Oh.
So somebody won like 5 years consecutively between 1994 and 1999.
Well, it would have been some others, yeah.
Okay.
This is so difficult.
This is tough.
I'm going to go with.
What about the Midlands? Any counties in the Midlands?
I mean, like Westmeath, obviously, and Meath. They're good footballing counties.
That's what I was thinking. Kildare?
Am I going to go with Meath? No, I'm not going to go with Meath. I'm going to go with Meath.
Marty's going for Meath. He's taking a gamble. It's number 9.
Yes!
Well done.
We have.
Thanks, Emma, for the Midlands.
One prompt. To go.
I have one. I think it's going to knock me out, but I'm going to say it anyway. Down.
Emma has gone for County Down. Has she completed Top 10 Tuesday?
What?
Yes!
No!
Emma!
Are you joking?
County Down won it in 1994.
What?
That is a complete Top 10 Tuesday!
Oh my God, Mercy, give us a hug, man.
Well done.
That's never happened
Absolutely
before.
Incredible. You're
well
amazing.
Done,
and
well
do you know what?
Callum, you're amazing too.
That is the first ever perfect.
No way.
Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh my God.
There was no incorrect answers.
We guessed nothing that was wrong.
I can't believe it. There was no incorrect answers.
Guys, is there anything, Martin, is there anything you'd like to say?
I would like to point out that Wicklow actually beat Down in the Telchen Cup final.
Get over it. You're not from Wicklow.
just to add a little bit of bonus into
oh my
proceedings
God, this is
there,
crazy.
Because the guys did so well. I do have two IMC cinema passes to give away. On 0877 11 1038.
No, not us.
Not for you.
Not us, yeah.
On 0877 11 1038. Just message in someone who has never won an All-Ireland football final.
Oh.
That's all you need.
Okay.
Someone who has never won an All-Ireland football final, send that into us to 0877 11 1038. There'll be a pair of cinema passes for someone who I pick.
Well done, everybody involved.
What a success story all round. God, I'm so chuffed. I don't know how Down came to me. Magic, lad.
Well done, Emma.
Well done, Marty.
Love you, girl.
You're on. Oh God, what a day. Mark it in your calendar. Celebrate on an annual basis, the 28th of July.
What a month it's been, eh?
Just remind us of what happened this morning. Self-praise is no praise. You
it
know,
is
Marty.
Top 10 Tuesday. It's the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. This morning's topic was the 10 counties who have won an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship since the year 1994. And for the first time in history, mm-hmm. We had a perfect game. No incorrect answers. Emma and Marty got the 10 out of 10.
Wow. What a month it's been. Wicklow winning the Talchin Cup. Mayo winning the championship. And Emma and Marty winning top 10.
Stop making that cup a thing. So the 10 that won the Men's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Mayo, Kerry, Armagh, Dublin, Tyrone, Donegal, Cork, Galway, Meath and Down. But no one leaves empty-handed here. I ask you the question of, send me in a WhatsApp of someone who has never won an All-Ireland Football Championship.
Abby thinks she knows. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Okay, you messaged in. You have a guest for us. We were looking for a county that has never won an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship title. What is your guess?
It will be Waterford.
We were on such a lovely high there after completing Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh, what a guess. I
My first time historically ever being in a part of something like that, and you brought me down. the county that I grew up in from 1999 onwards.
Sorry, Emma.
It's okay. You're absolutely correct. We're crap at football.
Woohoo! Abby, would you believe there's 13 counties that have never won an All-Ireland
No
football.
Way.
Yeah.
Go on.
And I'll rattle through them very quickly for you. Antrim, Carlow, Clare, Fermanagh, Kilkenny, Leash, Leitrim, Longford, Monaghan, Sligo, Waterford, Westmeath and Wicklow.
Sorry, Monaghan. Yeah, Wicklow won the Talchin Cup though, Callum. Okay? We're winning the championship
Martin,
next
no
year.
No one knows what that is.
Abby, do you know what it is?
No.
Oh. He was
well,
so confident
awkward.
There.
That's yeah. really awkward.
Abby, we're going to sort you out with a pair of IMC cinema passes. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Tricky. We play twice a day for €2,000 and we're only dying to give it away to Aisling. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, grand. How did you sleep last night?
Bit of a tired, it was a late one. I was binging on Ransom Canyon.
Ranson Canyon. Not heard of it now.
Yes.
Is that Netflix or Prime or Disney?
Yes, Netflix. I'd highly recommend.
Really? Earlier on the show, Aisling, I was talking about the series that nobody's really seen called The Crown. Is it kind of like that?
Yeah, right.
It's better than The Crown.
Oh, there we go. Let's put it on the list, though.
Okay, interesting. Looking at it here. Passions run deep in a small Texas town as three ranching dynasties fight for their land, their legacies, and the people that they love.
Sounds like an average day in County Kerry.
Nice one. Okay, very good. I love that. When you have a show that you're actually like, I'm sacrificing sleep because this is so good, that's when you know it's a good one. And what's the crack with you today then?
I am literally just getting ready to drop my little lad to football camp and then I'm off for breakfast.
Lovely.
Hopefully
nice.
With $2,000 in your back pocket, eh?
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I can hear him in the background there.
Holidays.
What's his name?
His name is Maverick.
It's such a cool name. You can call him Mav for short. Yeah. Which is fab. Listen, Aisling, here we go. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and Marcy's going to ask you your 10 questions. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10 and that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, so maybe just take a little beat if you have to, if you're unsure. If you don't know the answer, then you might as well give it a guess because it could score you another point on the door. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, we'll sort you with a €100 dine in Dublin voucher. You can use that for over 50 restaurants in town. And if you can answer all 10 questions correctly, we will give you €2,000. Now, top of the leaderboard at the moment is Mark from yesterday. He scored 5 in 55 seconds, so it's doable.
Okay.
It's so doable, and I would love you to win the €2,000 while I'm in covering for Dave. I would really, really love that. Aisling, are you ready to go?
I think so.
Okay, let's do it.
3, 2, 1, start the clock.
What is 8 divided by 1?
8.
In soccer, the goalkeeper would traditionally wear what number jersey?
One.
Fleabag and Gavin and Stacey were first broadcast on the TV channel BBC what?
BBC One.
On an analogue clock, what number would the big hand point to if it was 10 to the hour?
22.
How many people would make up the band Cat's Eye?
God. 4.
Galway have won how many All-Ireland football championships?
3.
In Harry Potter, the Dursleys live at number what? Is it Privet Drive?
Privet.
Privet Drive, sorry.
11.
If your mobile phone network is Air or GOMO in Ireland, your phone number would start with 08 what?
5.
085, okay, very good. Great. Nice one. Okay, how'd you feel after that this morning?
God, I don't know. I don't know. I hope I did all right. Just once I get something right, I don't know.
I know, it's nice just to get a few scores in the door, isn't it? We'll tot them up there and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3.
A score of 3, and that's the second score of 3
this
morning.
It's been a day of threes, yeah.
Yeah, it has been. Right. Just going through the few that caught you. Fleabag and Gavin and Stacey were first broadcast on the TV channel BBC. What? It was BBC 3. Is BBC 3 just gone now completely, or is it back again?
It's back.
Oh, I always liked BBC 3 and what they did over there. You actually got this right. I think I underscored you, because technically, on an analogue clock, what number would it be if the big hand pointed, it was at 10 to the hour? You said 10 to 2, but the first thing you said was the number 10. Which is...
I took it as 22.
22 as well, yeah.
Oh, 22, was it? Oh, my bad.
Emma's trying to slip you some points, Sarah. She's
I genuinely thought it was 10, so that's okay. There are 6 members in Cat's Eye rather than 4. Galway have won the All-Ireland Football Championships 9 times rather than 3. They've been pretty successful. In Harry Potter, the Dursleys live at number 4, Privet Drive. And that is all that caught you this morning.
Oh, darn,
I know. But hey, what are you going to get for your brekkie?
I don't know, to be honest. We're going to head over to the Omni and see what they have.
Oh, up the Omni.
Up the Omni, yeah.
Colin's a massive Omni fan. Where would you go now if you're breaking the Omni, Colin?
There's an O'Brien's in there.
Mm.
There's a little bagel place as well, very nice.
Oh, I love something eggy now, to be honest, if it was
Eggs
me.
Benedict.
Oh, yeah.
A nice bit of breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. Go easy on the holiday sauce. Go on, lads. Thanks a million and best of luck. Have a lovely day. Cheers, Aisling.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's nothing worse when you get your brekkie and it's absolutely drenched in holiday sauce. I'm like, would you go handy on it?
They do go a bit wild.
Yeah.
Sometimes do with the same with Caesar dressing.
You also don't want a no hollandaise or very minimal. You need like a little gravy boat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
On the side.
Hollandaise yourself.
Self-hollandaise is the way to do it. Tricky in a WhatsApp to us right now if you'd like to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin. Fancy winning yourself a €200 one for all gift card. Of course you do. Who would ever say no to that? All the details on the way very shortly. There
for now,
is.
Though. This is really cool, actually. I'm well on board. Netflix are having a bit of fun lately. I'd love to be in the creative team there because they clearly have a massive pot of money. And you know, sometimes when I don't know what kind of an industry you listening work in, but you know, sometimes they're like, shoot for the skies. Come on, let's have a big ideas meeting. You know, money's no object. Let's think of the big plans. And you go, oh my God, let's do the radio show on a roller coaster that we make ourselves. And everyone's like, no, we don't have that kind of money. Let's bring it back to basics, folks. Well, Netflix seems to just be having a laugh and throwing money at the wall and seeing what sticks. They did say last month they were going to turn the board game Monopoly into a game show. We were quite excited about this. It's a great idea. Did you hear about it, Mart?
No, I didn't see this.
So it's going to be a reality TV series where players are playing within a real life setting of Monopoly with the jail and the different features of Monopoly.
Unreal.
Yeah. They also made, obviously, Squid Game into a game show, but now there is a new show on the cards and it's called Beat, Loot... Wow. Start again, Emma. That's why I don't have a job at Netflix. Beat Luke Littler. Why is that hard to say? Everyone have a go.
It's a tongue twister. Beat Luke Littler.
Well done. No problem
Beat
to you.
Beat Luke Littler.
Okay. Beat Luke Littler. Don't know why I find that tough. But Luke Littler, obviously the famous darts champ. He's such a young guy and he's had so much success.
Reckon you could beat me in a game of darts? Let's go.
Okay. So it does exactly what it says in the tin, really. All you have to do is take on the darts world champion, Luke Littler, who's only 19 years young, in one single game of, is it 501 darts? Yeah. Is that the way you'd say it, Jeff? Yeah. So you have to go from 501 to zero the quickest. That's the idea. And if you do it, if you beat Luke Littler, you'll win £501,000 sterling.
Stop.
That's a lot of money. So it's well worth applying for. You can actually apply now if you want to. It's open to anyone age 12 or older. You're not allowed to be a pro darts player, so that's me out. I'm not allowed.
I will say, though, like, you know, the chances of you... The chances are better at winning the cash machine, I think.
Than beating Luke Littler?
I think so.
I don't know if I've ever told you that I'm actually an amazing darts player, though, Martin. I don't know if you know
Well, I'm
story.
An amazing cash machine winner, but I'm not allowed to enter, so...
Well, here's the thing. A few years ago, I was on a holiday with, like, my friends and their family, and we were all over in France, and at the time my friend was going out with this guy and his family were over for the weekend as well. So anyway, late one evening we were all playing darts outside and we were playing doubles, so I was teamed up with my friend's boyfriend's dad. Okay,
gotcha.
I could see his expression change to disappointment when
he
saw
landed with you.
He was teamed up with me. I could see it. He tried to be polite, but I could see he was raging. But we became this absolute
dynamic
dream
duo
team. Yeah, so we knocked out all these other people. It was us versus another pair down to the final.
Oh.
And let's say you had to score a 17, right?
Yeah.
And the last shot was technically, if we were taking it properly in turns, it was my shot, but I was like, no, you take it. He was like, no, come on now, that fair is fair, it's your shot.
Tension.
I don't know, do you ever feel like in life sometimes magic happens, like the clouds opened and God said, I'll give you this one, Em. Because I scored a 10 and a 7.
You did not.
And the two of us jumped into the pool.
You won the tournament.
It was one of the most it was one of the most exciting moments of my life.
Yeah.
It was euphoria that I have not experienced since. I was like, what do you mean that just happened? So maybe I could beat Luke Littler.
Because you've won a game of darts before.
Exactly.
You've won a tournament.
Does that make me a pro?
Yeah.
Some of the questions on the application, pretty simple. Why do you think you could beat Luke Littler? I'll just send them the audio of what I've just described. What is your darts nickname or what would it be? And qualifiers in September. The show airs live on Netflix on the 30th of October.
That
sounds like great crack.
That is going to be so much fun. I might enter and then try to get them on my side by saying, I'll beat Luke Littler with my left hand.
I love that
out loud.
I love that it's live. Like, it's not something that they're going to go and film. I saw that they're doing like open auditions later on, so yeah. You do the application, then it's like a judges' houses kind of thing, and then event itself.
Oh, that's cool.
Will be live, so it could be euphoria.
I was thinking that would make that's because where is it for the person who doesn't like darts? But that's where it is, right?
Yeah.
There, the judges'
so
house.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
But also, isn't it quite brave of Luke Littler to put himself on the pedestal like this and to kind of put himself out there like this? Because what if someone did beat him? Like, no one's gonna let that slide, you know,
ever.
Yeah.
Ever. You beat the world champion, won €501,000 on live Netflix television.
Is
unreal.
There anyone in the world in terms of sports star that you think, oh, I'd have a crack at that?
I am fully convinced.
Oh, go on. Here we go.
Hear me out. On a good day, I really think that I could beat LeBron James in a one-on-one in basketball. If I didn't have a torn right ACL. A few other bits going on.
Callum, what about you? Is there anyone in the world?
I love the Winter Olympics and I always watch curling, you know, the one where they throw the stones down the... How hard are you? You're brushing ice and throwing a stone down
the
ice.
Honestly, there was moments during the World Cup I was like, throw me on that pitch and let me get them a goal. They're World absolutely Cup. Rubbish. Some of those teams, I was like, what are you doing? Let me have a go.
A lot of confidence in this room, ladies and gentlemen, isn't there?
Yeah. Don't we all get that sometimes though? And then obviously in reality you'd be
people listening like,
destroyed.
Well, you're terrible at radio anyway.
So. Emma, Dave and Fiona, and this week on the show we are teaming up with One For All gift cards because they are celebrating 10 years of Penny's being a One For All gift card partner. What they're doing at the moment is they're looking for Dublin's most competitive shopper. Hello, I'm right here to join an exclusive in-store treasure hunt for the chance to win a €500 One For All gift card.
Yes, so this is going to take place in a Penny store in County Dublin on Saturday the 8th of August, and places are strictly limited. So if you think you have what it takes to be Dublin's most competitive shopper, you head to oneforall.ie/treasure hunt to enter, and remember, terms and conditions do apply.
What does it mean to be a competitive shopper to you?
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, like to actually like shopping in general. Like, I would not be... I would lose this. I'd be at the very bottom of the list on this, and I'd happily accept that I'm last.
Really? Why? You're just not competitive in a shop? If the sale of your favourite shop launched and you're going in there and
it
you're like...
It reminds me of supermarket sweep, this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
I always
yeah.
wondered why nobody ever took to till. No, seriously.
Such a good point.
Everyone's running for like the loo roll and the sauces, and I'm like, I would take the till.
That's such a good point.
So if you're doing this with pennies, guys, don't worry about the clothes. Straight to the tills.
Rip it out of the wall. No, don't do that. We don't condone such behaviour. 200 euro One For All gift card to go on the show this morning. It is Karina, on to Give It A Go. How are you?
I'm very well. Hi.
Good. What are you up to?
I'm just walking from home this morning.
Nice. Excellent stuff. Do you get to do that a few days a week?
3 days a week, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Three rather than the two. Isn't that lovely? It wouldn't suit you, Marty, would you? You wouldn't like to work from home. Well, you couldn't, obviously, with what you do for work, being a DJ and all, but I think it suits some people. Other people, I used to have to do the radio show from home in a different radio station during COVID at the end of my bed, and yeah. I was cracking up. I was like, I can't do this. But some people, it suits them perfectly.
Can we ask what you do, Karina?
I work for an engineering company.
Okay. Very good. Okay, very
and do you work better at home, do you think?
Oh, a lot better, yeah. More productive at home. There yeah, than in the office.
Rather than people over chatting all the time. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
We would love to get you sorted this morning with the 200 euro One For All gift card. And what the story is here is we have 3 One For All gift cards. They're hidden around the studio. What we're going to do is give you clues to where they are. If you can help us solve the clues, we will go looking for the cards. And if you find all 3 in 60 seconds, that 200 euro One For All gift card is yours. This is actually more straightforward than it sounds. Hear me out. We're going to start the clock in 3. Oh, Martin, you're going to do the finding, yeah?
I have to run around the studio here, Karina. So
60 seconds
now. We're a team, all right? Let's
do it. Bit of pressure. 3, 2, 1, let's start the clock. Clue number 1. When darkness falls, this helps you see right. Your gift card is waiting by the what?
Window?
Try again. When it's dark, you turn on. What do you turn on when it's dark?
Lights.
Yeah, very good. Lights. Can you see it, Marty? Yeah. He's by the lights. And he has number 1 in the back of the net. Okay. Number 2. Look where you can watch the world out below. Ooh. Your surprise is waiting at the... You had it a minute ago.
Window.
Yes. Perfect. Okay, very good. Can you see it, Mars? Okay, he's got it. Finally, it helps you call people far from home. Your gift card is hiding by the what?
Phone.
Which phone?
Where's the phone in the studio? Oh, it's over here. Oh.
Did you get it?
We got it.
Yes. Well done. Okay, 3 for 3, 200 euro, 1 For All gift card is all yours. Marty, are you okay after that?
Oh my God, Karina, why am I so
out
of breath?
Thank you so much, Marty. Thank you so much. Really,
you're so welcome.
That.
Do I just send you my, is it a rev tag?
Send it over.
Thanks a million, Karina. You're very kind.
No, treat yourself to something lovely with that and have a lovely day. Thank you for listening.
Of course. Thank you so much, guys. Thank
you're
you.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Another chance for you to win with One For All tomorrow morning on the show. We'll do that just before 7:30.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I officially am going to hang up my boots when it comes to face masks. Oh. I've had fun. Me and face masks have had a nice journey together since I turned about 22 and thought, oh yeah, they're cool. They smell nice and they feel nice in your face. I now realise they're just not for me.
Why?
I got a face mask the other day. It was like €9. One of those really apparently good ones.
Sorry, €9?
Really spenny from like a skin clinic thing online. It was like, I was like, my skin's in bits. I'll give it. Yeah, it was pricey. And I put it on last night and I lay there and I was just lying down. First of all, your face gets so itchy and you're so bored. The dog was scared of me. He was like, who is your one with
Where's my mom gone?
Yeah, who are you? He was like barking at me and stuff. And then I read the instructions. After like 5 minutes, I was already itchy being like, get off my face. It was like, leave on for a minimum of 2 hours.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, hang on. Why are we shocked at that? You spent €9
on it. Yeah. It said wait until it goes fully translucent. At this point, the thing was fully white. After 35 minutes, I was like, I can't do this. €9 down the drain. I just don't like face masks. Okay. I've tried. I've said it now.
I'll give it a go. I'd love to just lie there with something on my face like that. I think it'd be really nice.
Have you never done a face mask?
Not really, no. I've done the under the eyes things. The little stickers.
Oh, they're nice. Yeah.
The little post-its.
Do you like a face mask, Callum, don't you?
I love a face mask and I love the sock masks as well. You
a
put
what?
Your feet in a little thing. It's all jelly.
That's a whole new world. Must discuss tomorrow. On it,
on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.